Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. It is December 25th. As if you couldn't tell, it's Christmas. And we are here to talk about a rather awesome episode of WWE SmackDown. Had me thinking, damn, they need to do some holiday stuff on Fox more often. But, you know, I don't know if we can count on them to really pull out this quality every single time. But this whole show was fun. This whole show felt like it mattered. And I am joined by somebody who matters, Jeremy Lambert. He's going to be heading up the twitch.tv/FightfulGaming side of things. I look forward to him running across random streams of Tetris that I do. Jeremy, how you doing? Oh, this gag. You're still doing this. Well, I mean, you're going to offer about as much analysis silent as you do verbally, but
Merry Christmas, Sean.
Oh, Merry Christmas. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. It's been a refreshing couple of days, hasn't it?
It's been nice. It's been nice.
And we got two more.
Yeah.
We got two more coming. It's very nice. I hope everybody out there is having a good Christmas or whatever you celebrate. Hope you're able to spend some time with your family safely and in a healthy fashion. But we've had content all over Fightful.com. Had a bunch of Fightful Select stuff up this week about a reshoot at SmackDown, about names that are being considered for Legends Night. Had stuff on the Voros twins and their Ring of Honor and WWE tryouts. We've had Roman Reigns updates before he actually did his match this week. But just a ton of news over at FightfulSelect.com. And Alex has dropped two Sour Graps Christmas specials. We posted one. So go check those out. That would greatly support us. But if you want to keep supporting us, we've got a new project, Fightful Scraps. It is our clips channel over at youtube.com/FightfulScraps. Right now, we have two videos that are up to kind of give you a taste. We have the Epic Triggered Rant 2020 compilation, which I did a really shitty job editing, and I'm going to re-upload. And the Wrestlers Saying Nice Things About Each Other 2020 compilation, youtube.com/FightfulScraps. It's absolutely free. There's no reason to not subscribe if you already subscribe here. Lots of clips from our interviews and cool stuff up there. But if you're watching live, leave a thumbs up. Please leave us a super chat. That stuff goes a long way, and we'll read your question or statement on the air. Jeremy, I think they made a pretty good call after the NFL crowd got done watching the game to have Roman Reigns be like the first person they see on this show.
A shirtless Roman Reigns is always going to draw the audience, I would think. Sean, I have a challenge for you here today on Christmas.
Ooh.
Only nice things. Only nice things, Sean Rossap. We're not gonna bury the booking. We're not gonna question decisions or anything. Only nice things on the SmackDown review show. Can you do that, Sean?
Yes.
You're very mean on these shows usually.
Yeah. That's what I hear. I got to say something. Anybody who thinks that either one of us are taking wrestling too seriously when we intentionally make the title Epic Triggered Rant.
We don't have fun here. Everything we do is serious, Sean. We don't have fun on this website.
I specifically named it Epic Triggered Rant just so when people would come in, they'd go, oh, you're triggered. You're triggered, aren't you? They would be lame. But it's backfired. People are lost on the gag. And then I'll have people say, oh, so you're admitting it's a bit. And I'm like, no, the title is a bit. The title is a bit. Nothing else is. I really thought it was a terrible booking decision. But I, you know what? I can say unanimously positive things about this show. And I'm very, very excited to do so. That cage match is one of the best cage matches I've ever seen. It's one of the best matches in SmackDown history. It was an important match right out of the gate. I'm not usually keen on the immediate rematch. But this, from a business perspective, from a booking perspective, sure, why not? You want people that watch NFL to think that you put important shit on your show. And this is very important, Jeremy.
Let me say something about Kevin Owens, because on our show, The Distraction, Thursdays and Tuesdays and like every single day on this website, Joseph asked me, like, who delivers in like big matches? Who can you like count on in these big matches? And I said Kevin Owens. And Joseph gave me a weird look. He's a KO guy, but he gave me a weird look because we don't see Kevin Owens in a ton of big matches, at least not recently. He's crushed it these last two big matches. Felt like a star just as equal on the level of Roman Reigns, to the point where before TLC, people were legitimately saying, maybe Owens should like win this thing and just have a short little run with the belt because he's been that good in this feud. Kevin Owens, anytime he's in these big matches, always steps up, plays his character perfectly, plays off the other guy perfectly, and has a level of creativity that we don't see from a lot of the guys on the roster. That fisherman's suplex off the middle rope.
Fisherman's Buster.
Yeah. Tremendous, tremendous stuff. Kevin Owens is great. Roman Reigns continues to be great. I love this cage match. I really enjoyed the finish. The finish worked. It was another, I said this on the TLC afterwards, like I was disappointed in the finish because that was supposed to be the finish. Like I was wrestling mad at it that Roman Reigns had won this match and Kevin Owens did not win. Felt the same thing here, that Roman Reigns just blatantly used his cousin's help, handcuffing Owens to the cage, and just walked out with a big smirk. I was like, this asshole just did that. And Owens yelling at him like, you're a bitch for doing this. Just fantastic, fantastic stuff.
Oh, man. Reigns' reaction when he realized what happened, it was played so perfectly. And you mentioned like how Owens was just throwing everything at Reigns. He did every move on the list on Fire Pro Wrestling Returns. Like he just, everything he got, come on. There was the spot where Roman went for the spear and hit the cage. Like for a good number of years, I would say a good decade or so, cage match is throwaway. You could argue that it was here too. They did it to I don't even know if it's pop a rating because it's Christmas. They're probably going to do a terrible number. I hope they do an amazing number because the show was good. But it was a cage match. Some older fans might remember this one. They had fantastic chemistry, and I think they have reinvigorated the cage match in recent years to where it is an important match again. And while we're just on the subject of this, I mentioned this the other day, like sometimes they do that ugly ass red cell. If you have to do a themed cage, paint like this one blue or something to pay homage to the old blue bar cage or something like that. I would love to even see NXT bust out the blue bar cage, even though the wrestlers probably wouldn't like it for more than one match piece. But this was awesome. This was incredible. Jey Uso continues to play his role well. Everybody should probably go out of their way to watch this super awesome match. This was one of the best matches in recent SmackDown memory. Just
you called it one of the best. I don't know if you meant all time, but you just called it one of the best on SmackDown.
It was.
Maybe it was. I don't remember SmackDown matches from 2004 and 2005 and stuff. But it's certainly recent memory. This was one of the best SmackDown matches.
Yeah, I definitely put it up there because of the stakes involved too, and it advanced the story, and it was really good. And this felt like a pay-per-view night. It really did. They did a great job. Like, you always hear about, like, oh, they did Starrcade on Thanksgiving night. I'm not going to say this is Starrcade, but for the way that the business has evolved to so many pay-per-views and all that, and there weren't as many back then, this felt like a special night. It felt like a big show night. And I'm not talking about the big show that you reviewed and Alex reviewed on The Distraction, which record numbers, by the way. I know
that's because we had the ghost of Christmas past, present, and future on the show. We put Joe Hulbert's life on that show.
Oh, man, this was unbelievable. Really good stuff. Paul Heyman on the outside with his facial reactions was great. Jey Uso was great. Owens, amazing. And Roman Reigns continues to be the best thing on WWE TV. And I am open, like, in the future, if they want to do like an Easter night show, a Thanksgiving night show on Fox, like, just find any reason to do one. God, I would love that. I think that would be good. You got to find a way to get people interested in what you're doing, and hoping that somebody is watching football or hoping that somebody is watching something on Christmas night was a fortunate circumstance in which they got to deal with today. This wasn't like an AEW thing where they put it on a Tuesday night in hopes to grab that audience. This was a fortunate circumstance of their situation. Really, really good.
I do have questions for the Riot Squad. Kevin Owens mentioned on Twitter that he had no help at TLC. The Riot Squad were not in the building. We know they were in the building tonight. We saw them backstage during the tag team match. Where were they? Why weren't they helping their man, Kevin Owens?
I didn't even see them in that.
Yeah, they were backstage, you know, watching the television like this.
Yeah, well, that's probably the only negative thing I could say. Let's go ahead and get to it.
That's not negative. I just have questions.
Well, I mean,
to be negative. No negativity, Sean Rossap.
I'm asking a question. Why weren't they in the match? They've won tag team matches the last 2 weeks.
That's a fair question. I don't know.
That was weird to me, especially I feel like they could have, there's things they could have done to make this easier, or maybe, I don't know. I'm willing to see how this one plays out, but they could have made this women's match a triple threat, like single pin. Carmella could have eaten a pin and it would have been
now,
fine.
You're going too negative. You've got, why weren't the Riot Squad? No more questions. I gave you the one on the Riot Squad. The answer could just be as simple as they didn't want the title shot yet. They felt they needed more. All right. They beat Billy Kay and Natalya and Billy Kay and Tamina. They felt like, you know, we need a couple more victories before
People were saying stuff to me like, well, they should get their one on or their 2-on-2 match.
Yeah,
that's what they're like. Exactly. Oh, we'll wait. And then like, they're like, no, guys, we don't want in this match. It makes more business sense for you if we're not in this match.
Exactly.
Well, the Nerd Guru says just what Bianca needed, an elf from Charlotte Cena. Come on, man. Come on. This one I have less problems with. I did not like the interrupting promo over and over and over and over and over again. By the way, guys, get in those super chats. We're a little light tonight.
Spend your Christmas money on us, jerks.
Mr. Lincoln's lonely with these sad super chats we got going on here. Submit those. Get your questions or statement read on the air. Charlotte and Asuka win, and this was an elimination match. One of the things that I loved most about this, they Mella back. I wish they would have played that up a little bit, but Hansel says Riot Squad is surfing, so they passed in the title match. Man, all they want to do is surf. Yeah. Just leave them alone. Let them surf. People.
You mentioned the interrupting promos. You didn't like that. One, you're being negative. Don't like that from you, Sean Rossap.
Wait. That's negative.
Yeah, you're just like, I didn't like. What was your issue?
You're being negative about me being negative.
I'm allowed to be negative about your negativity. Nope. You're not allowed to be negativity about the show.
Sorry, it doesn't work like that.
It does. I set the rules.
Listen to this positive super chat. Christmas is about family and friends. The people in our community are just that, family and friends. These are trying times. We all can pull through and have fun. Thank you guys for making me smile and helping make life today better.
I dislike Stop everyone in this community, negative. From you to Joel Pearl to I like JJ. He's very kind. Denise. Actually, I like everybody except you and Joel Pearl. That's it.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm okay with that. Great company. Rock from the Box says, take my money. Merry Christmas, guys. Well, thank you very much.
I like the interrupting promos because you got to see the personality of all these women. The Sasha Banks was like, I'm the boss. The Bayley was like, I'm the role model. The Carmella was like, I'm the untouchable. And the Bianca Belair was like, I'm the EST. Everyone got defined here, Sean. It was great. If you've never seen this show before, you're like, I know who these women are now. They got characters.
Well, we have some breaking news.
Oh, my God.
Seth Rollins is returning to SmackDown next week.
Wow, that's good. Good on him.
Yeah. Good for him. Good for him. Hope we do something that doesn't involve the Mysterios, who apparently are hanging out on a beach somewhere, not being lumberjacks.
They got Christmas off, man.
They're paying Aaliyah, and she can't be a lumberjack. She can't help throw Sami Zayn back in the ring. Mysterios. Either way.
Mysterios were like, hey, we ain't working this Christmas week, guys.
Yes. happy to see Baymella back together. Bianca Belair was the star of this match, even though she got pinned. Like, she makes things such as a suplex look very, very impressive. And that's not always easy to do. There was a double kip up spot that was really, really cool. Sasha pinned Bayley with a frog splash. So in like 11 matches or 12 matches, the only win that Bayley has throughout that period is Bianca. That does not make me feel any better about last week. However,
she raked in the eyes, and then she beat. It was not a clean win, Sean Ross Sapp. Be positive.
Yeah. Do not encourage those people at all. Like, not even in a joking manner. There will be people.
We don't joke around here, Sean. Yeah. That's what I've been told.
Yeah, that's a good point. This week, like, I'm still not super over the moon about Bianca Belair getting pinned, but if you're going to do it, I could think of a lot worse ways than Asuka, Charlotte, two of the most protected, decorated people in the company right now and the last several years, double teaming her to do it. Now, this happened because Bayley took out Sasha Banks after she got pinned. How do you feel about this, about Bianca eating this pin and Bayley eating a pin? The two people who are feuding with each other losing.
Yeah, well, that's what it is, you know? They're a bunch of losers. Some people got to lose, Sean. All right, you know? I'm watching this Lakers and Mavericks game, right? This is a blowout. This game just terrible. Sometimes you just got to take the loss, but now the Mavericks, they're going to play somebody next game. I don't know who. Let's say for argument's sake, they got to play the Pelicans, right? The Pelicans got blown out today as well. No one's going to not watch that game and be like, oh, these teams suck. They're coming off losses. No, that's not how it works. You're going to be like, oh, my God, Zion, Luka?
Yes, it is. People don't watch losing teams all the time. People don't watch.
These are good teams, Sean. Just because they suffer a loss or two doesn't make them not good teams. People are going to be like, oh, Zion and Luka.
Yes, it does. It does make them not good teams when they lose. When they go 1-11, yes, it makes them a not good team.
We don't care about what happened 3 weeks ago, and yes, we're talking about the now. Just because they suffered a loss in the last game,
you are cultivating a bunch of weirdos right now.
I'm being positive, Sean Ross. Yes. Let it play out. It's Christmas.
Oh my God, we're gonna let's. What can we do here? What options do we have?
What are you doing to me?
Edit mic settings.
What are you trying to do to me?
Mute you, for the love of God. Jesus Christ. I liked you better when you were just writing notes. Jesus Christ. So a couple good spots in this match. Sasha's tilt-a-whirl into the bank statement. Bianca dragging Sasha over to the corner. Middle of the figure four was cool. Sasha knocked the eyelashes off of Charlotte at one point with a meteor. That was pretty dope. Oh, man. Ray Callahan. Bengals beat Steelers. It made them good. I will be the only person watching the Bengals play this weekend. That I assure you.
Can I speak? Can I say something?
Yeah, I mean, as ridiculous as it'll be, sure.
I don't even know what you're talking about anymore. I like this match. This is a great match. Flair is on a roll since coming back. She's gotten all three victories. They're pushing her really hard.
I'm shocked.
She needs it. She needs it. She's been off television for a while. You got to remind the people that Charlotte Flair is still very good at professional wrestling. I love the spot where she did the cartwheel back handspring and then told Bianca to kiss her ass, since Bianca always does that. Just great. Charlotte Flair, hell of an athlete, and you wouldn't know it when she's in the ring with Bianca Belair, because Bianca's like another level of an athlete.
Like that's the thing. I would love to see them build to that somehow. I would love to see something happen there. Like Charlotte.
They're building it. Bianca took the loss here. That means she's going to, at some point, have the match against Charlotte.
Well, yeah, that does mean, that is usually how WWE does it. They're like, I know how we'll get sympathy on them.
Yeah.
Fucking lose all the time. It worked for Becky. It worked for Daniel. It worked for everyone. Losers. That's what we're here for.
Lovable losers.
Rob Wilkins. That's why people want to tune in and watch the Bengals next week. Oh, wait, no, they're winners now. They're good.
They're winners. People are going to watch the Steelers, though. Ah,
the Bengals screwed up their push. They won. Damn it. What a huge match. Rob Wilkins says, Christmas miracle. My pops watched the steel cage match tonight. His quote was, that big guy, Owens, put up a better defense than the Vikings. Yeah, Shane Helms has Alvin Kamara, and we're in the finals right now.
You lost. Sucks. Yeah. Loser. No one cares about you now, Sean.
Yeah. Wait. No, that's not true.
Everyone cares about you.
I went on an 11-game winning streak. So if I lose the championship, it won't matter. Won't matter. If I score 12 points, it won't matter. I'm good. I'm fine.
You get the big push if you're a loser. You're the underdog now.
I did just get Jalen Hurts and George Kittle off the free agent wire, though. So that was neat.
If you beat a team that has Kamara, then the rest of his guys must really have foamed it in.
Well, I've got Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce on my team too.
I'm pretty sure he has other players though too, Sean. Like, it's not just Kamara. Like, he's going to have guys on his team playing.
But it's like, they're not that good.
Are they not?
No.
He's in the finals. I mean, they've got to be doing something.
I beat him twice this year.
Oh, beating somebody three times is tough, though.
He's 8-5. It is. I've learned that. But, yeah. Damn.
Who's his quarterback?
He's got a good quarterback. His quarterback's Josh Allen.
Oh.
Killing it in fantasy right now.
Yeah.
Killing it. But I got Jalen Hurts. That could be good.
All right.
His opponent has terrible run defense right now. And I've got, you know, Travis Kelce.
I hope Shane Helms beats you. I like Shane Helms better than you, too.
I got Marvin Jones Jr. I had to pick him up because Galladay's being a jobber and sitting out. Ray Callahan says, Rumble as a tie. Winners go after separate belts. Ooh, that's an interesting approach. Yeah. That is an interesting approach.
I like that.
Well, let's go ahead and talk about a little bit more about the Royal Rumble. Daniel Bryan is entering, but we're going to talk about the match first. He gets attacked before this and fights through it. They had to actually reshoot one of the pieces of this match to get Daniel Bryan to sell more. I just want to know who the person was. I want to know who the person was that said, hey, one of the greatest professional wrestlers of the last 20 years, we're going to need you to wrestle better.
Not only one of the great, like, Daniel Bryan, could you sell more? Yes. Like, all this man sells so well that every time he takes a bump, people are like, got to retire. He's done. He's finished. He's doing suicide dives. And literally every time this man does a suicide dive, I'm like, his neck is fucked. He's never going to wrestle again.
He does the thing where he'll like hold his neck and he'll like do this. And I'm like, oh my God, is he having a brain hemorrhage right now? What's happening?
I died when I read that report. I was like, somebody really went up to Daniel Bryan and was like, we need more selling out of you. Like, I just cannot imagine. Man. Telling this man, you need to sell more.
Amazing. So, yeah, they had the people in the Thunderdome, like, on commercial for 10 minutes while they did that. But the match was great. Uso hit an Uso splash, and Bryan won with a flying knee. Good match. We are at the point where I think they got to, like, there needs to be a new wrinkle with Jey Uso, because it's like foregone conclusion now. We know he's losing. He's lost 6 matches in a row. So I think this is probably the time where Roman Reigns or Paul Heyman kind of put the hammer down, although he did gain some favor with Roman Reigns. like maybe even that's a thing that Roman Reigns says, like, you bought yourself some time with what you did last week, but you better start winning some matches. You're embarrassing the family.
Does Roman Reigns care about winning and losing matches?
Yes. Well, I mean,
he does, but does Survivor he care
series.
If his cousin does? Yes. Or does he just want him to hurt people? Sean?
He was upset that his cousin lost Survivor Series and hurting
him. Yeah, because brand supremacy was on the line. That made SmackDown look bad.
Oh, goddamn. But him hurting people did seem to make like alleviate that pressure quite a bit.
I think he just wants people to get hurt. I don't know if wins and losses are like too important. As long as, you know, his business is getting taken care of, which it was in the Kevin Owens match, and Brian got hurt a little bit. He attacked them before the match and stuff. But wins and losses, you know. Roman's making the money. They don't need that winner's purse, that Jey Uso winner's purse. Roman's giving him the under-the-table bonus like he's Dana White over here. Oh, he's good.
We have some super chats. Bud Ryan says, great inaugural Twitch team.
Thanks, Bud.
Did I miss something?
Yeah, you did. We did a soft launch on the Twitch. No, the video no longer exists because it was just testing a bunch of stuff. We're going to do some more testing tomorrow and probably Sunday as well. Those videos won't exist. The only way to check them is to be there live. And then next week, we'll probably have like the first official Twitch video of like, an actual real stream.
Nice. Then I'll learn how to run it on OBS, and I will stream myself playing Dr. Mario.
Those games are fun.
Mustafa Siddiqui says, Brian winning the Rumble might be the best way to bring back the sour fans who left in 2011, 13, and 18. I don't know about that. It's possible, I'm sure, but he did enter the Royal Rumble and said that he wanted to win it. I just don't see him winning it.
Yeah, I don't either. Who's going to win the Rumble, Sean? Do you have an early prediction?
Well, I thought it was going to be Big E. I don't think it's going to be Big E now because he's won the Intercontinental title. Daniel Bryan, as good a guess as any right now, I would say. But who do you think?
Here's my prediction. Here's what I've predicted. Bray Wyatt enters the Rumble, right? I don't know who he comes down last with. It doesn't really matter. Bray Wyatt's about to get tossed over the top rope. The lights go down, right?
Yes.
They come back up and the Fiend is there. And the Fiend Mandible Claw is the last guy out. The Fiend is your Royal Rumble winner. That's what I'm going with.
Yeah, they love to keep him in the title picture, so that sounds about right.
Thank you.
Throwback 27 says, who would you be surprised to see at the Rumble? I mean, I guess if I said it, I wouldn't be that surprised. But
Seth Rollins would have been a good surprise Rumble entry, but I guess that's off the table now.
Yeah, I thought that he would have been a really I would be surprised to see Becky at the Rumble. I'd be very surprised to see that.
I would be surprised to see her as well.
I would be very surprised to see Ronda Rousey at the Royal Rumble. Those are the main ones. Tyler says, Jeremy, Westbrook looked good. What do you think?
Triple-double Westbrook is back. I don't know how many wins he's going to get you, but he's going to get them numbers, baby.
That he is. Oh, man. You know, Russell Westbrook running around out here with more rebounds than Magic Spoon has net grams of carbs. It's beautiful. You can't be negative. Give me a thumbs up on it. Give me a thumbs up on it. Because let's be real, all these other cereals, the side of their box looks like a Russell Westbrook box score. It's bad. You're rocking like 37 carbs. What? You don't want a triple-double on your cereal stat line, Jeremy. You don't. You don't. What you want is what magicspoon.com/Fightful gives you. Zero sugar, 11 grams of protein, only 3 net grams of carbs in each serve.
Can I interrupt you? I interrupt the promo here? You couldn't have gone with like a Lonzo Ball. You want zeros or Eric Bledsoe?
No, you don't want zeros, though.
Magic Spoon gives you zeros. That's the point.
Oh, no. It gives you 11 grams of protein. Now, you got that zero sugar. That's like no turnovers. Only 3 net grams of carbs? Really? How about this? Here's a stat for you. 4 flavors in their variety box. Cocoa, fruity, frosted, blueberry. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, and GMO-free. No Lonzo Ball in this cereal is to be seen. None. You can cut down on carbs, sugar, and unhealthy food. And if you're looking to get in shape for the new year, this is a good way to kickstart that without giving up something like cereal. You can get rid of all that unhealthiness that typical cereal gives you. And my favorite part is that it will get you full one bowl. You're not going back bowl after bowl after bowl. One bowl. You know what? Here's a little shoot for you guys. I had a bowl during SmackDown. I had a bowl of Magic Spoon during SmackDown. That was my snack tonight, and it was wonderful, and I felt great. And you will too, because if you don't, they'll give you your money back. 100% happiness guarantee. If you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money. Hot dog. MagicSpoon.com/Fightful. Use that promo code Fightful at checkout. Get free shipping. Get their variety pack. It's worth it. It's good. We have more super chats. Throwback27 says, just gave you as requested my Christmas money. Can't wait to see more out of Fightful Gaming. Get your Fightful gear. I rock mine all the time. Shop.fightful.com, guys. There's lots of stuff up there, and we're going to have a lot more shirts up there as well. Ryan Lambert, is he related to you?
I don't think so. Could be. I don't know. I haven't done 23andMe or whatever. So
I have. Really? I found out I was Appalachian mutt. Sending y'all merry vibes from the Friendo community. Hey, we appreciate you very much.
I have a scoop for you, Sean.
Do you?
Yeah. Roman Reigns says The Rock will return.
Some of our audio listeners will be very confused by that. Hannah M. says, Merry Christmas, guys. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, Hannah.
The picture of her children hugging each other over the gift that they gave each other, really, it melted my heart, because the only gift I have for them is these hands. That's it.
I was waiting for you to just, you know, be cold and be like, I want to fight them and stuff. Where's positivity, Sean? Why are you being mean
positive?
Why are you mean to the children? You're trying to fight the children.
I'm positive they can catch these hands. They won't even be able to get Magic Spoon. They'll be full off these knuckle sandwiches. Throwback 27 says, God, you can barely see us. Throwback 27 says, with 2021 next week, what do you guys hope will happen in wrestling in the upcoming year? Well, I hope we can get fans back. That's the first thing. I hope we can get fans back safely. Do you see Keith Lee or someone in NXT as the breakout star next week? Thank you guys both for being on my show. It means a lot. Well, thank you very much. It was a good time. But breakout star for next year, who you seeing? Charlotte Flair.
Is that what we're going with? Like WWE strictly or just anywhere?
Well, he did indicate in WWE. Oh. I think. I'll look. He says, do you see Keith Lee or someone in NXT? I don't see Keith Lee being the breakout star, but he might win the Rumble.
Karrion Kross.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like they'll book him in a very corny manner, though.
I just say Karrion Kross because I...
You know they like
Carlos
him.
Carlos has to come back if he gets called up to the main roster and write the articles, right?
It's like a rule.
Carlos Kross has to be there.
Yes. Okay. Well, we have a new Intercontinental Champion. His name is Big E. It's a lumberjack match. The Street Profits trolled Sami Zayn after the match, or before the match, rather. Yeah, before the match is usually when that happens.
Yeah.
This match wasn't like a great match, but it was a very entertaining match, and it was a great moment. They've got a setup if they want to go there. Apollo Crews tackled the hell out of Sami Zayn. That was hilarious. And the highlight of the match to me was the setup for the Sami Zayn dive. When all the lumberjacks were picking up Big E to throw him back in, then Sami Zayn did the dive. I love it when moves and spots like that make a bunch of sense. And this one made a bunch of sense. Really, really, really dig that. But Big E, your new Intercontinental Champion, after all the baby faces crowd surfed Zayn and threw him back in, I'm happy for Big E.
I've been told that this was the first time Sammy had done the dive since like April 2018.
Really?
That's what I saw on the Twitter. And Twitter never lies. So that's what is out there, Sean.
Yes. Rossap.
Yeah. So I like that. I like that he's been a heel for pretty much that entire time, right? He shouldn't be doing this dive as a heel. So I like that he just broke it out on this show here. Great moment for Big E. I thought the match was good. It was entertaining. Was it the worst match on the show? Which would say something. But
yeah. But I mean, it wasn't bad.
No, it wasn't bad. There was just a lot of good wrestling on this show.
Yeah.
Very entertaining match. Big E winning. Great call. I got to be positive. So great call. Big E winning. Right time to pull the trigger on him. They had the big celebration. I like that he got into Corey Graves' face afterwards. Yes. Because this is the best rivalry going on. I need the Corey Graves, Big E, and Michael Cole Bailey matches at WrestleMania is what I need. Also, love Big E's gear. Did you notice the gear, Sean?
Yeah.
The Schoolhouse Rock gear, and then the New Day Rocks. Fantastic stuff. New Day always has some great gear. So I love that. And yeah,
Of course they do. They're Gear of the Year winners on the Slammies, Jeremy.
I didn't watch that.
Come on.
You watched the bump. You watched it.
No. I watched the Slammies.
You watched the bump.
Sean. I watched the Slammies.
You watched them going like this. I like this a lot. That's a good deal, you go like this. Hire me. I can do it. I can do this shit. It's easy. Come on, Stanford. Give me a call.
Every interview.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. People used to get on James Lynch for that a lot. And he would tell me, he'd be like, yeah, people get upset that I nod along. That I'm like, Jesus Christ. You're supposed to be positive. Thank you, Billy. I want to send a special thank you to Billy Torres, by the way. He is always posting great stuff in our Fightful group on Facebook. Big thank you to him. He's an awesome dude. Posts some really entertaining stuff over there. Go over there, that, by the way, guys. We also have an Instagram for MMA now, Fightful MMA on Instagram. But Carlos he says, Big E with the tope popped me. My man still has it. Congrats to Big E. Yeah, I mean, it does, in a way, eliminate him as a potential Royal Rumble winner.
I'm auditioning.
I'm already going to lose probably one person. I'll make it two. Emma says, Merry Christmas, Sean and Jeremy. You guys are the best. I only started listening to Fightful in March, and you're my favorite wrestling channel. I love you. Well, thank you so much, Emma. I always appreciate your support.
We love you, too.
It means a lot. And Matthew Karen says, Big E's new theme is weirdly quiet, especially being Wale. Yeah, I don't know why that is.
I don't know either. I like it. It's a good theme. I don't know why.
Yeah, I love the theme. I love the theme, but it is rather quiet.
Turn that shit up in my headphones, Sean Rossap.
Michelle Haskins says, Merry Christmas. Keep up the good work. Thank you very much.
Oh, man. What a...
Hi, Lola versus WWE is going to have... Could you imagine?
You froze there for a second, Sean. You froze.
Well, you should have just nodded along and covered me, okay?
Well, you were frozen. I was trying to kill, not have the dead air like we had on the Christmas show where we got 10 people and nobody wanted to talk.
Merry Christmas, guys. Thank you for all that you do. But this one, WWE is going to have Oldberg eliminate Bryan. If they wanted to make Goldberg a heel, that's a great way to do it.
Yes. That would be a fantastic way to make him a heel. I don't think that's what they want to do, though.
And Brandon Charles Powell says, maybe Sheamus wins the Rumble to face Drew. I hate that idea. I don't think they need the Rumble to do that.
Nah,
I mean,
do that at the Rumble.
I mean, I'll just say this. It does sound like a WWE idea. So, Brandon, I'm with you there. But I don't think they need that at all. They should just do that match at the Rumble. Yeah. And Throwback says, will there be drafts going to Fightful Twift? Twitch, be cool to do attorney there also. What do you want to see for yourself in 2021? Whose shows do you want to be on or come back on? Gee, I wonder if that's a hint at all. Throwback. My appearances are being severely scaled back in 2021, but I want to see Fightful Twitch grow for sure, because I mean the Fightful Gaming thing was just something that we were like, yeah, we should probably do this, and then they announced like 4 upcoming wrestling games, and we were like, oh my God, Jesus.
We're going to do a lot of things on the Twitch, Sean. We're going to do a bunch of stuff. I don't know.
Playing Tetris. I'm playing Tetris over there.
Dude, Tetris is awesome, by the way. Yeah. We'll play some head-to-head Tetris and stuff.
You're asking an awful lot for me to be competitive here. I'm just competing with myself and my own sanity at this point.
I want to do a show with Denise. She told me we're going to do a show, and then the week of, she's like, I'm too busy. It's like, what are we doing, Denise?
She is very busy.
She is, I know.
She is very busy. Yeah. Carlos Easy says, Merry Christmas to you two. Fightful made this really tough year. Met easier to get through. I thought he was saying Fightful made this year really tough.
We don't get along. We don't get along here at Fightful.
Jerry reads that and he's just nodding along.
Tough.
Hannah says, Jeremy,
I will murder you in Uno on the Twitch. Just slaughter.
Kion says, not to bring race, but it is. But is it me or is there a glass ceiling for black wrestlers? There are more shades of black than the cookie cutter booking. I mean, there always has been to a degree, but I definitely think it's far, far less now than it used to be, especially after we've seen Hurt Business, one of the best things on Raw. Big E getting a big push right now. Bianca Belair is going to be a major, major, major star. Kofi Kingston had his great moment. Not nearly enough good booking for people of color in WWE, but or wrestling in general. But yeah. Yeah. Well, Jeremy, we have reached the end of the show. Also, I just want to say WWE knocked it out of the park TLC Sunday, SmackDown tonight. I respect the fact that the entire Mysterio family said, no, we're not working. And Buddy Murphy included. That way they had to go get a bunch of Raw people to be the Lumberjacks tonight.
How was Raw Monday, Sean? I didn't have to watch.
Terrible. It was a
positivity. No, you broke the gimmick. You're supposed to be positive on this show.
Yeah, that ain't happening. Not for Raw. Not for Raw. But tell the people what you got going on. Of course, twitch.tv/FightfulGaming. Already over 200 followers there. At 218 last time I looked. That's pretty good for zero official streams.
We're not talking basketball. I thought we were turning this into a basketball stream.
Yeah, I mean, the Raptors lost. I'm kind of bummed about that.
The Christmas games have sucked. Yeah. All this 20-point blowout.
Whoa! Positivity, Jeremy.
Yeah, but they positively sucked.
They've been real bad.
Yeah, they have been good at all. But you know what is? You know what is real good, Sean Rossap? Tomorrow, 7 p.m., Al Horford bounce passes are back, baby. Al Horford throwing the crisp bounce passes, running the dribble handoffs with Shane Gilgeous Alexander.
Tiago Splitter moment. Tiago Splitter.
James Harden went out to the strip club to get COVID just to get away from Al Horford bounce passes. All
He's
right?
going to get traded to Portland where they have more strip clubs than public bathrooms. You love to see it.
He infected the entire Houston team. He's like, we can't deal with Al Horford. We have no game plan for this man. We have no game plan for the backdoor cuts and the Al Horford bounce passes and the good shot, great shot. Everyone, we can't do it. Let's go get COVID. Let's get out of here.
I just want to say it took James Harden zero regular season games to mess things up.
What a man. What a man James Harden is.
When he got his triple-double machine point guard traded, and then got the whole team COVID exposed.
Let's be fair. It wasn't James Harden who did that, to be fair to the man. But look, don't be going to clubs and stuff.
Fun story. Come on.
Yeah, it is. Don't be going to clubs and stuff before a game. And
Steph Curry's washed up. What are we doing here?
Steph is washed. He's 33 now. You see Iverson at 33? He was on the 33? Pistons in trash. Yeah, he's like a month away from 33. He's 40, Sean. He's pushing 40.
I say that sarcastically, and now I'm like, oh shit. Well,
yeah, he's washed.
Well, yeah, I mean his field goal percentages went down like the last 3 or 4 years, and
look, it's pretty difficult playing basketball alongside Andrew Wiggins. Okay,
yeah,
all right. Anybody would have a tough time doing that. LeBron went back to Cleveland. He's like, I ain't doing it. Nope. And Wiggins hadn't even played a game yet. LeBron just knew. That man's a savant. He's like, nah, ain't happening. You better get me Kevin Love in here. I ain't playing with this Andrew Wiggins guy.
Poor, like, Andrew Wiggins is the reason that Kevin Love is stuck in Cleveland for the rest of his life.
That's a tradable contract. That's a tradable contract.
He is Carlos Baerga. And here's a funny story. I messaged EC3 last week, Clevelander, and I said, man, do you ever just sit around and wonder what Carlos Baerga is up to? And he says, and I get this EC3 is typing message, and it goes on and on. I'm like, what's happening here? And he goes, let me set the stage for you. 2016, I'm at this party. It's huge. A lot of athletes there. I see some guy way too old to be there in the back in an Affliction shirt. It's Carlos Baerga. He said he couldn't take his eyes off of him and couldn't stop talking to him all night.
There's good things in Cleveland, by the way, people. The Browns are good this year. I'll be in Cleveland soon enough. So Cleveland's not a bad place. What does that face?
Carlos Toro's there.
Yeah. There's good things in Cleveland.
Actually, I was a little disappointed that Cleveland actually didn't suck when I visited it, because I wanted to be able to roast it a lot more when I came back. But it was actually very, very good. And I went there in January. Ever been to Cleveland in January?
I'll be in Ohio in February this year.
Ooh, it's nasty. It's nasty. Throwback says,
know how it goes.
He says, Merry Christmas, guys. Thank you for all you're done. Go Celtics this year. Good luck with that. They're washed.
Ass is kicked by the Nets today.
They're washed up. Aaron Entertainment says, why do the Reds want to trade every pitcher? Because they're washed up. That's why. Hell, they're washed up. I don't know why the Reds want to trade every pitcher. It's very frustrating to me to see team-friendly contract, Sonny Gray, team-friendly contract, Suarez. And I feel like there was one more that was team-friendly, Castillo, that they talked about trading. You want to get rid of Moustakas or Castellanos or Iglesias? Have at it. I don't care. But all these other fellas, mm-mm.
Unless Sean, how was your Christmas?
Very good. It's been awesome.
Did you get some nice gifts?
I did. I got a keyboard, like a music keyboard. I got a lot of games, like board games and stuff like that. What did you get?
My mom got me a Taylor Swift karaoke champ t-shirt. I'll wear that on a show one day. She bought me a Ricky Starks t-shirt. She said, you're very mean to him. The part I left out on that is she said, he seems nice and is handsome. I didn't put the he's handsome on the Twitter because I didn't want this man's ego getting any larger.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. And I got the big gaming PC that I got hooked up today, and we ran the Twitch streams on. So, yeah, we're going to be doing some Twitch stuff, unofficial Twitch streams probably tomorrow and Sunday, and maybe some more throughout the week. I don't know. We are going to be on YouTube tomorrow. Myself, the Joel Pearl, and Shaq, MMA Shaq. How do you say it? Shaquille Majuri.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I know how to say it. I was testing you. Like,
I can't believe that he used Fight Shaq Fight as his handle instead of Shaq Attack. That is so easy.
Yeah, it's bad. They're gonna be playing games. I'm just gonna be there to entertain the chat and, you know, be a giant star like I am. Gotta get the numbers up because they ain't bringing them. We know that. Joel and Shaq, they ain't bringing them.
Subscribe to youtube.com/FightfulMMA. We gotta say that because otherwise people won't go do it.
There you go.
They won't go do it. But the Fightful Gaming stuff, like, we legitimately did not expect it to take off like this and this quick, because I was like, oh, you know, maybe after a year, year and a half, we'll do a Twitch or something like that. Now we're about 3 months into it, and we were like, yeah, you know what? They probably want to watch us play Super Mario Brothers 2 or something.
I think the best response we had was when Joel and I played NFL Blitz, and that's when I actually got into it from a competitive standpoint, and people were like, oh, you're, like, into this, not just bullshitting with the wrestling games.
Do you mean that you didn't get a great response from, I'm traveling down the road and I'm flirting?
Because we couldn't shoot paintballs! We couldn't shoot them! Apparently because of the deluxe edition nonsense.
Yeah, I want to see the paintball edition.
We'll get it. We'll get it going.
It is a stupid amount of fun to be able to just shoot these paintballs at people. And they trail. Like, for 1998, that's some physics, man. That's some physics. And it just spins out the vehicle. Good stuff, man. But, yeah, we hope that you guys we were very impressed with the crossover there. And it's doing some really good numbers on YouTube. So support it, twitch.tv/FightfulGaming. You will see Fightful expand into some different territories like this. It ain't exactly new to us. We've done NBA draft streams in the past that did incredibly well. Billy Torres says NBA Jam with the big heads.
I'm putting that up there because you like to, you know, your wife texts you and be like, tell Jeremy I kicked his ass in Mortal Kombat and stuff.
She did that tonight.
She does.
She said, Jeremy and I in Mortal Kombat on the Twitch stream.
Merry Christmas. I hope you had a lovely Christmas, Kara. I'm saying nice things. What the story they don't tell is I whipped Sean's ass in NBA Jam. That's the story they won't tell you.
Doesn't matter. I'm so bad at NBA Jam. And I Look used to be
I'm so bad at it. You got your ass kicked. That's what happens.
Well, yeah, that's part of being bad at it. Throwback says, planning on traveling next year to Georgia, North Carolina, and Chicago, hoping to check out Jacob Stadium. I hope you have that ability. I hope they can get fans in there. I really, really do. I was hoping to visit you up in Boston this year, and it did not happen because we didn't get fans. Antoine Fair says, people hype for the Big E booking him for Mania. Sorry, guys, he's not getting a shot.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Till SummerSlam, and I'm fine because they need to build him properly. Well, yeah, he's Intercontinental Champion now. So that did take me out of the, okay, Big E's getting pushed to the top type of thing. I see this being more of a sustained push where he's going to get pinned an awful lot while champion, probably, because that's what they do.
They do. Jeremy. They do. I was waiting for you to click on Denise's comment.
Well, Denise is here with Holiday Spirit. Is she here? Do you want to join the show, Denise? Is that something that you want to do? Ultra Real says, out of all the New Year's shows coming up, which one are you most excited for?
Not a damn one of them for that work week.
It's going to be a tough week. What all do we have? We have December 30th as the big AEW show, correct? And then
that's one of them. Yeah, that's one of the eight big AEW shows.
Yeah, and then they do another one the next week. But then the morning of Monday, January 4th, we have New Japan. Then Raw that night. Then the morning.
Raw is the Legends night, too.
Yes, that's the Legends night. A few hours later is Wrestle Kingdom night, too. I think that Tuesday afternoon evening, I'll be joining Jeremy and Joe, and we'll be reviewing Wrestle Kingdom on the Distraction. Then Wednesday is New Year's Evil and the second big AEW show.
And MLW, Kings of Coliseum, is that Wednesday night.
Yeah, that show will exist.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's there. We got to cover it.
It will.
Major League, Sean, that's the major leagues.
It will, in fact, exist. Denise says, bring the star on. All right, I'll give you the rub, Denise. She's pulling a Rick Rude on Sports Kita tonight. She's going to appear on both shows. That's just the way it is.
Denise, we're going to do this. We're going to do this.
She better be practicing, is all I got to say. So we'll see if you keep up this same positive energy for Denise.
Why wouldn't I keep up the positive energy with Denise?
I mean, the energy for somebody being positive. I hope that she says nice things. She's still got another Christmas gift coming from me.
Denise is... You sent her like 5 gifts.
Yeah, I did.
And nobody else got anything.
That's not true. I gave one to Jimmy, too. It was really great.
You sent her like 5 gifts.
There's... Man.
Hi, Denise.
We hear ourselves.
Hello there.
Yeah. Turn your radio down.
Oops, my bad. Yeah. I had the window. I was like, who's talking? Merry Christmas. I came with Christmas spirit.
Merry Christmas, Denise.
Yeah, I just finished my show.
How was it? Way less good.
I ended up being by myself. I don't know what happened. My co-host disappeared.
Rick didn't show up for work.
No, not Rick. Rick already knew. I already knew Rick wasn't showing up.
You always know Rick isn't showing up for work. What are you talking about?
So I started the show and I was like, yeah, I think eventually my co-host will come on. And then I was just there like, all right, I've already talked about all of SmackDown and no one's joined me yet.
Denise, you should have messaged me. I would have left this show for yours.
Had I known that you would have ditched Sean for me, then I would have said something.
Where's the positivity?
Here it is right now. I'm being positive towards Denise, not you. Everyone knows I like Denise better.
Yeah.
The offer, anytime you need me, no matter what I'm doing with Sean, I'll be there for you. I don't care about Sean.
Suck it, Sean. Hey, did you see what I renamed you now, Sean?
What?
I said, Sean, you're so sappy. You didn't see my tweet?
I'm so embarrassed for you.
What?
Denise, go like this. Let's go. Just nod your head. Smile. Let's go there.
Oh, God, Denise. Like, listen. Listen, Denise. You know I support you, but this trash talk shit, we really got to work on it. Like,
I've been working on my trash talking skills, okay? It doesn't show whatsoever.
It doesn't show whatsoever. This is like that time where you told me that you thought about doing stand-up comedy, and I was like, please don't. I care about you. You're my friend. Please don't do it.
I practice my stand-up comedy in the shower, and it's freaking fantastic. My audience laughs.
Oh, Tom Gee over there.
It's Tom G, not Tom Gee.
Oh, sorry. Sorry that I didn't get your stuffed giraffe's name right.
Get it right, Sean. That's my child. Get it right.
Emma says, hey, Denise, Merry Christmas, you filthy animal. I think that was to Tom G, the Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
What are you guys talking about? Where are you guys on the show?
We're done.
You're done. Yeah. Oh, you're just bantering.
Yeah. And I am saying Denise practicing. Jimmy put it out there on Tuesday, like, oh yeah, we're probably gonna lose Denise to MLW or WWE or Impact or AEW next year. So now everybody assumes that you're gonna be sitting around with Tony Schiavone all the time.
You know, it scares me that people have high hopes for me. I feel like I'm gonna let the people down.
You usually do. Dustin says Denise has holiday spirit.
Wait, this was supposed to be a positive stream, Sean Rossap, and Denise comes on and you're being very mean to her. Hold on.
Right. Okay. Jeremy, BTW, have you noticed that when I'm nice to Sean, Sean is mean to me? So I have to then be mean to you so that you won't be mean to me.
So
I'm never mean to you, Denise. That's the thing. Sean turns us against each other, and I don't like that you take his side on that. You should just be mean back to him.
I mean to everybody. I haven't been mean to you, Jeremy. Since Christmas.
Jeremy, Denise, up here. Up here, guys.
Why are we looking? I don't get what's up happening. Here.
I get it.
Oh, don't yell at Denise. Thanks. Don't yell at
Denise.
Yeah.
Up here.
You didn't mean to Denise.
Denise, up here. JK Schwal says Denise hates teddy bears but has a stuffed giraffe.
Teddy bears suck. Teddy bears are terrible. They have no personality and they're like the dull of the stuffed animals.
The what?
The dull stuffed animals.
Okay, the dull of. I was a little confused there. Okay, I'm going to make a Christmas promise. I'm going to be nice to you, Denise, even though today you said, what great Christmas gifts did you get? And I said, the gift of your friendship, and you made fun of me.
Sean, I'm not into cheesy stuff. I'm not here for some bromance.
Well, I'm just talking about how much I appreciate your friendship. And I'm going to be nice to you.
That's not going to last. You're going to be nice to me for one minute.
Yeah, for how long do you plan on being nice to me?
I commit to being nice to Denise until she's mean to me again. Because I said this on Twitter. Our friend Hannah put a thing out there that are like, when people troll me and I dunk on them, like, stop telling me not to reply to them. It's easy to dunk on people. That's my method. If people are mean to me, I'm mean back to them.
Sean.
So, Denise, I'm going to be nice to you. I'm going to be nice to you until you're mean to me again. So I
hope that I'm going to be nice too then. Okay. I promise.
Sean, when you
dunk on your hair people, looks nice today.
Sean, when you dunk on people, you could just make to feel better about yourself. Like, you don't have to do that. Dunk on people to feel better about yourself.
Oh, I do.
You don't have to.
I do.
You don't though.
Post up, turn around.
What did you guys eat for Christmas?
Ham.
Steak.
Oh, nice.
What'd you have?
How about you?
Dude, I out-ate my fiance last night. I had more tamales than he did. He's way bigger than I am. And I ate as many tamales as he did. And then today, I ate cheesecake afterwards. And then today I woke up and I ate more tamales. And then I had eggs and chorizo. And then I had salsa and chips. And then I had queso fresco and I had some beans. And yeah.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good, actually. I was planning on eating after this.
What
are you having for dessert after all?
You were going to shit like a goblin.
Yeah, I didn't want to say that, but.
You're going to shit.
All the salsa.
Poop like a mongoose for the duration.
Yeah, if we don't hear from Denise tomorrow, we know where she's at. Like,
I'm going to have cheesecake after this.
Good luck. Good luck.
Thanks.
Throwback 27 says, can we get Denise to redo her performance from the holiday show? I'm still having dreams of this.
Dude. This-
state like Home Alone 2 getting left in New York except Boston. Marky Mark, New Kids on the Block, and New Edition. Well, I'm not sure where the rest of that went, but I know that Cyndi Lauper was a part of it. I don't know any other Cyndi Lauper songs. I
remember Denise, you want to sing some Taylor Swift?
No.
Okay.
Why not?
You sing, Jeremy. I'll cheer you on.
I got to do like a whole performance. What song would you like to hear? I'll put it on my headphones.
I've heard.
Okay, you can sing. How about you sing? Let me think. What do I want you to sing? How about you sing Lover?
Okay. All right, let me pull it up. Hold on.
That's a very romantic song.
It is.
Don't get us copyrighted, please.
Yeah. Because Taylor's pretty strict. Her people are strict on that stuff.
Oh, my God. All right. Send super chat. I'm about to sing some fucking Taylor Swift.
I'm turning my monitor. That way, when I inevitably put this on the next mixtape, it looks like I'm looking at you.
I'm just going to sit here. I'll do this.
Leave the Christmas lights up till January.
That's it.
This is our place. We make the rules. There's a dazzling haze, mysterious way about you, dear.
I'm not going to join in, Jeremy. You keep going. Seconds,
20 years. This is my girlfriend. Can I go where you go? Oh. Can we always be this close forever and ever? And I take me out and take me home. You're my lover. That's it. First verse. That's all you get.
Does StreamYard have auto-tune? Anna M says, why is this happening? Because we need content. That's
see, everybody's taking their chance now. Everybody's been singing a song the last several weeks.
I've been singing. That's what I do.
Where you're making cats commit suicide, man.
Good for cats. Good.
Wow. Positivity. Where is it?
This is supposed to be a Christmas stream.
Culture Reel says all the singing calls for a Fightful Karaoke night in 2021. We've had performances of Ass Man by Billy Gunn, The Grinch, Girls Just Want to Have Fun, All I Want for Christmas Is You. What song was that just now?
Lover.
Judas. We've had that. I feel like there's another one somewhere too. Somebody made a remix of just me saying Thrifty a bunch of times. That happened.
Why were you saying Thrifty?
You've never seen that promo?
No.
Oh, God. Oh,
why were you saying Thrifty?
It's for when I beat Melissa's ass. It was a press conference we did.
Why are you so mean to Melissa?
It's not mean. I wanted to win the Fightful Championship.
Oh, okay.
And we had to do. Hannah says, I only sing with a breadstick.
I know we can do a duet.
Listen, Hannah, what you do behind the paywall. What you do behind your paywall is your business, okay?
I have a video of Hannah singing with a breadstick.
I do too.
Okay.
So she really sings with breadsticks. All right. I thought it was just a thing.
I remember her tweeting, why do I give my friends ammunition to bust the ball? Right after that. I specifically remember that. So Denise, what do you have going on this weekend?
Oh, I just got to catch up on work, and I'm going to play with my Christmas presents.
Play with? What'd you get?
I got stationery, man. Like stickers and markers and stuff. I'm going to make a vision board for next year.
Nice.
So that's what I call fun.
Put head nodding on your vision board.
Why are we into head nodding? What's happening on the stream?
Smile and nod.
So that's what I'm doing this weekend. I'm doing that, and then I got to catch up on work. Sorry, my weekend's not as exciting as you were hoping it'd be.
Guys, leave a thumbs up, by the way. I appreciate that. Ron Patel says, why do some streams have closed captioning and others there aren't? I don't have an answer for that. I've been looking into doing closed captioning for our streams, but it's not something that we're going to be able to have transcribed individually each time, unfortunately. But I guess our time has come to an end. We had a show that could have been like 38 minutes, but we stretched it out. We got that content, Jeremy.
Hey, I did 40 minutes by myself.
Somebody put on Twitter, they're like, oh, you should do write creative writing for the team. I'm like, no, I'd be terrible at that. Yeah. I'd be terrible at that. But I just did what they do on Monday Night Raw. I took a 40-minute show and I stretched it out. Now, granted, they should have a 40-minute show, but it's 3 hours.
You gave
we can turn this into a 3-hour show.
Huh?
You gave entrances. You gave long promos.
I had a surprise run-in from Denise Salcedo.
We did a song number. We can do it all.
You're a variety show here. Yeah. We're appealing to a lot of different demographics. And
when show is that for Christmas?
Now, here's the thing, Jeremy. Unfortunately, our lead-in was volleyball, and all the volleyball fans are going to roast you on Twitter.
Probably. That's fine.
They're going to roast you. They're going
to watch volleyball.
Well, I hate to tell you, but that it's a hell of a lead-in for us. Christmas Day volleyball is a big deal. It's a big deal.
No idea. I don't watch volleyball.
Denise, I got shirts and a computer for Christmas.
Thank you, Jeremy, for answering my question.
I got you.
What kind of computer?
A new gaming PC.
Nice. I'm jealous.
So I can make all this Twitch money and then leave Sean Ross Sapp.
You want to make money, go get an OnlyFans account, Jeremy.
Nobody wants an OnlyFans.
You don't know that? You don't know what people are into?
No. Definitely not me. No, I'm good.
Wow, you're missing out, man.
You can check out my fleets. I show my feet there. You get that shit for free.
Yeah, your OnlyFans pictures came out on Twitter while I was eating.
That's
I was
scrolling
on Twitter and I see your feet on my Twitter feed.
Oh, the fleet.
I was very upset.
I was a fleet.
I was going to yell at you, but I chose not to.
Well, that would have made the one time that you didn't. So thank you.
Speaking of social media, my wife noted to me the other day, I follow Denise on Instagram. She doesn't follow me back, though.
Oh, man. You got heat?
The disrespect.
I follow you on Instagram.
No, my wife.
Yes, yeah, wife
said I follow Denise on Instagram. But
I didn't know she had an Instagram.
And I said, well, insert name here. I'm trying to get her name out of the lexicon here.
Well, put her name on the private chat. I'll follow her back.
I referred her Carrie B on this. I said, well, Carrie B, that's because she fucking hates you.
Why would I hate your wife?
And then I said, Carrie B, she talks shit about you all the time off the air.
See, this is what he does, Denise. This is how he causes a rift between people.
No, I can't make...
What? I know very well that your wife can kick my ass, so the last thing I'm going to do is piss her off.
Well, I mean, maybe
she... I didn't know she was following me on Instagram, and I didn't even know she had an Instagram.
The shade. Well, I tried to keep a lot of people for knowing that she has an Instagram because
you just
did a very there. Good job of it.
Yeah, I gave away her goddamn handle though, Jeremy. There are weirdos out there. Yeah, we've had people legitimately contact her.
There's going to be even more weirdos who now know that she even has an Instagram.
Well, yeah, now people are going to start looking for her. And you didn't tag her in the picture, did you? No, you did not.
No, I'll send you her thing. But anyway, okay. She said, listen, I will pull Denise's spine through her ass in Mortal Kombat. And I said, you do it then. Do it then. Because she talks trash about you all the time.
Wait, who talks trash about who? Your wife talks trash about me or I talk trash about her? Because I've never said anything bad. I'm a peacemaker. Wait, so you're causing a feud?
This is what he does, Denise. Oh. This is what he does. He does this between us and you fall for it. Quit being so gullible.
What, you're calling Denise Gubble on Christmas?
In this instance, she is.
On Christmas, the day of Jesus' birth, you're going to call Denise gullible.
In this instance. And in the instance of letting you cause rifts between friends, she is.
That's very true. Well, I'm very upset. I'm gonna send your wife a whole message apologizing for my poor behavior.
Jeremy, you didn't do anything wrong, Denise.
Well, who knows what Sean has said about me to her? We don't know what secrets or what things you've said or that's lies.
You don't need to apologize for your behavior. You need to apologize for her husband's behavior.
I'm going to write a letter.
Pronouns, pal.
I'm going to write a letter.
I'll go to the papers if I have to.
I'm going
to
have a BS and I'm going to write a letter.
Have you all reviewed that one yet, Jeremy?
I don't think we have. I think the only Orton movie we've reviewed is... which are 12 rounds. One of those is 12 rounds. 12 rounds, two.
Did you watch My Spy with Batista?
It's good.
No, the one that teased the movie we watched is we watched the one you told us to watch, Sean, with Van Damme.
Super. Oh.
No, we did watch Super. Other Side of Town. Other Side of Town fucking ruled.
No, it's Wrong Side of Town.
Wrong Side of Town, yeah. And we did watch Super, which is really good. Batista's awesome. That guy's awesome.
Wrong Side of Town was such a stupid movie. I love that they put Pick a Hand in there. As soon as they did it, I was like, ah, shit, I can't believe they put this in a movie. My Spy was a lot of fun, though. I really liked it.
We'll probably end up watching that.
But
I'm fun watching good movies, though.
Like, well, that's the thing. The movie where Orton says, I'll go to the papers if I have to. Like, that's a pretty good movie.
I don't know.
Cena was in a good one, Legendary, around that time, too. That was pretty good.
Did you watch Blockers? That one was funny.
That was amazing. Love Blockers.
Yeah.
All these wrestlers being in good movies is kind of messing up the gimmick, man. Like,
yeah, it is. We got it, or just like bad stuff. No offense to your friend, the Big Show, Denise. His Christmas special, not very good.
Hey, he's my friend, all right? He gave
me. I said no offense to your friend.
For decades, it was just like Princess Bride, Rocky III, They Live. Only good wrestling movies, period. And then now they happen all the time.
Although Rocky IV is the best Rocky.
But Hogan wasn't in it, though.
Yeah, I know, but Rocky
IV. Rocky IV?
That's the one with the Russian guy, right? If he dies, he dies.
For some reason, I thought you meant Rocky. I've got him mixed up.
No. Okay. I was talking about the one where if he dies, he dies. That's my favorite Rocky.
Can we have you do impersonations of every Rocky main Rocky character?
No, because I don't remember them all.
Will you do a Rocky impersonation?
I don't think I know how to do a Rocky impersonation.
It's just yo, anything.
Yeah, there you
That's
go.
That's all
there.
I know. Yo, Adrian.
I want the Rocky Balboa vignette of you like punching a giant ham in a meat locker. That's what I want. Now we're gonna build
a meat locker, Denise.
What?
Have you ever been to a meat locker?
No.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Is that like a thing?
No, I was just asking.
Well, I don't. Yeah, I've never had the opportunity to be in a meat locker.
Okay. Really?
I don't like.
You don't like lockers, so.
I don't. No. By the way, after that stream, the holiday stream, I googled it, and since there's an article dating back to 1989. Where California schools, because there are so many students, they actually had to disband the metal use of lockers. So that is why we don't have lockers here, because like they're there, but they're not used whatsoever because there's too many students. So they don't have enough lockers for people.
I just want to say, I've seen a lot of weird truthers in 2020, but a locker truther, I didn't expect to see that one. Throwback.
Dude, it's legit.
I know it is now, but still. You were like, lockers aren't real because I've never experienced them.
They aren't, though. Look, there are so many freaking people here. Do you have any idea how many people there is here?
Denise is going to be one of those people who posts on Facebook. She'll be like, do you even know anybody that's even had a locker? How do we know that it's real? Who cares what the scientists say? I've never seen a locker.
It's fake. It's fake news.
Throwback 27 says, have a good night, guys. I work in the morning. Thank you again for brightening my holiday. Depression sucks when things have been bad. Thank you, everyone. Well, we hope things get better for you, and we hope that you have a good rest of your Christmas and a happy new year for sure, and appreciate your support. Lockers, they're real. They're real.
I didn't use a locker my entire time in like middle school and high school.
I shared one with like two other people because you would get lockers on like the other end of the school. And it would be a pain in the ass. So we would just go in. I think you had to pay like $20 a semester for a locker. We would just go. Yeah, it was a money grab. But we would just share a locker in the middle of
the locker.
Yeah, it was stupid. It was very stupid.
That's absurd.
That's really sad. Yeah, they couldn't do that here.
I mean, they had barbed wire around our schools, too. I mean, it was like a prison there.
So you never played hooky and like escaped your school?
Like a couple times. I didn't drive when I was in high school. I didn't drive until like I got right out of high school. But there was nowhere to play hooky to unless you were going to somebody's house and they happened to have a parent who didn't.
Pulowski's in there. Add Pulowski to the stream.
Pulowski, you want in on this? You want in? I mean, here we are. We've retained our audience completely.
Thanks. You're welcome, Sean and Jeremy.
I mean, I'm not going to sit here and pretend that you weren't a part of that. I'm being nice to you right now, Denise.
I didn't talk to any of these people on Tuesday.
Man, I sent it to him regardless. But yeah, where was I? Yeah, there was no real place to play hooky or anything like that.
I played hooky all the time.
Did you?
Yeah. And I would lie to my grandparents. I finally told them. So I would tell them that. So they would be like, why aren't you going to school today? And I'd be like, oh, it's a holiday.
I would cut class a lot, but I would just go somewhere else in the school because you couldn't go anywhere else. So like I wouldn't go to math class my senior year. And then they're like, hey, listen, we're going to need you to do a week of summer school if you want to graduate. And I'm like, oh, let's see. I got to cut like 5 months of math class and I make it up in a week. I think I'll do that. So it was definitely worth it. We had this weird math teacher who would always brag about running 6 miles every morning. Every morning. He'd be like, yeah, just ran my six miles.
That's pretty impressive, Sean.
There ain't no way this guy ran 6 miles. There ain't no way he ran.
Not fit?
No, not at all. There ain't no way he ran those 6 miles unless he was jamming Raisinets down his face the entire time. He was not doing it.
Why are you being to this mean? This man. Blah.
I'm
why
not
are you
being mean to this man? Him. I'm just saying it was weird that every day he would find a way to work in that he ran 6 miles. And it was so weird.
He could have ran 6 miles, Sean.
I mean, sure, he could have. Yeah, but why has he got to tell me every day?
I don't know. Because that's impressive. You're running 6 miles. I haven't ran 6 miles this whole year put together.
Wait, I shouldn't say every day. Is that a thing? I shouldn't say every day. The dozen times that I showed up, he found a way to work it in every single time.
You find a way to work in boobs to me every single day, and I don't say anything.
Boobs?
Yeah.
That is not true.
Is that what you're talking about when there's no ladies on the stream?
I work boobs? In 80,085, Jeremy. You're asking for the Twitch activation code 6 times a day.
I know, because I got so many devices to log into. I got 6 screens now, Sean Rossap. 6.
When I'm getting emails that say, did you log in from this T-Mobile Sidekick in North Carolina? Okay, cool. What about this Motorola Roach that you could run over and not ruin? Is this you? Yeah, sure. It's me.
That's what I had, the little slider. Do you have the chocolate? The Verizon chocolate? That was like the first like MP3 player. Phone. Yes.
Yeah, I did have the Sony Walkman, the Sony Ericsson Walkman phone that they had there. It was so garbage. It had like a handle on it. Oh, it was terrible.
Prepaid Boost Mobile.
Prepaid Boost Mobile.
Yeah, ooh, it was terrible.
Pulaski.
Hey.
Merry Christmas.
True or false, lockers exist.
Lockers were an inside job. That's what I say.
We got to look into it.
You got to figure out what the melting point is of lockers, because I'm pretty sure it's not that high.
Oh, I did feel like I was breaking like a bank safe, like in Blue Streak, every time I successfully got into my locker. Because it was way difficult for somebody with ADHD to be like, oh, okay, this way. Okay. So it says Bush did lockers.
Yeah.
I mean, if not him, who really? Exactly. Come on.
Wait, Alex, where are you from? Where do you live?
Where do I live now? I live in Milwaukee. I grew up.
Or when you did like your high school time?
I went to high school in a very small town in Oregon.
See, you guys are all small town people going to a small town high school.
Raleigh, North Carolina, a small town?
It ain't no Los Angeles, man. It was
the host of WWE SummerSlam 2000.
That's what I'm saying. That's why you guys had lockers, though, and that's why I didn't. I got screwed. Okay, I have a question for all of you guys. Did you guys have milk in cartons or in bags?
Both. Carton.
Both.
Yeah, both?
They started in cartons, and then they moved to bags.
I only knew bags my entire all through kindergarten.
Wow.
Through high school.
Milk in bags. So terrible.
Okay.
Bags. Yeah.
Bags. All right. And they were freaking delicious. I'm squeeze sorry. It.
Where we're from, if they had milks in bags, people were getting slapped with milk.
It's true. I remember last night, my daughter left out a plate of cookies and a bag of milk for Santa. It was very touching.
So her school does the bags of milk?
No. There's no bags of milk.
I got it.
I didn't get it then. Oh man.
Wait, everybody smile and nod. Everybody do it. Okay.
This was weird.
So like you were in I didn't even know milks and bags were a thing until like recently, like this year.
Sean, I went to a poor people's school. I don't think you realize that. No, I went to like a poor people's school.
I live in the third poorest state in the country, in like the poorest county in that country.
I live in Little Mexico. It's super poor.
We got bags
for milk. My nacho cheese was so hard it broke the cracker, the nacho, when I would the chip, when I would dip it in, it was so hard the chip broke.
Drew Nicholas says, I reside and went to high school in Brooklyn and no lockers either. Must be a big city thing.
Thank you, Drew. It does sound like a big city thing.
And Hannah says, I lived in San Clemente. They had lockers. I didn't even know she lived in San Clemente.
Is San Clemente, Los Angeles, Hannah?
You guys, trust me. Trust me. Lockers, not a thing.
Wow. So.
I was SmackDown tonight, Sean.
SmackDown was awesome tonight. SmackDown was great tonight. It was a fantastic show.
What has happened to this show?
I think the advent of Fightful Gaming has kind of let us know that people will just.
Yeah, Joel Pearl and I just bantered for like an hour and people just kept asking questions and stuff. So
Dustin Pallon says bagged milk is superior. Don't at me. I wouldn't know. Like this isn't a shot at bagged milk. I didn't know about it until like this month.
It's good. It's really good. The bagged milk. I mean, it looks awful, but it's delicious.
Yeah.
Especially the chocolate milk.
Huh. I mean, the cartoned chocolate milk would be like a familiar taste to me, so I don't know how it would be, but I prefer like Pepsi in cans versus in the plastic bottles. Like it's trash in plastic bottles.
The aluminum can is far superior in all ways.
And occasionally, like, I'll stop by the Mexican restaurant in town because they're the only place that has Pepsi in glass bottles too. And that's pretty good.
There's a Mexican restaurant in Kentucky?
Yes.
Who runs it?
Mexican people. Authentic Mexican
food? I need to see photos of this menu. I need to judge this Kentucky Mexican restaurant.
Hold on. I'll pull it up.
Please.
We have. I know this is going to shock you too, but Wisconsin is further north than Kentucky, and we have Mexicans here too. A lot of them. We have a little Mexico area of Milwaukee where it's all entirely Mexican immigrants, and food there is fantastic. Yeah. Yeah.
Denise, I sent you the link in the private chat. Please open it up. Okay, I'm very excited. I have no emotional attachment to this place, so I'm very excited.
I'm terrified. Excited to see. Well, I got to obviously try it. I mean, I'm going to base this off of photos.
We have El Caminante, we have Mi Mexico, and we have Mi Camino within like – go ahead. What was that?
I just want to know if Taco Bell's open right now.
Taco Bell's garbage.
Crazy. I don't care. Taco Bell's cheap and maybe open.
It's like some cancerous meat paste that they just lather onto whatever tortilla chip they can find.
I ain't gonna live forever.
But Ryan said, now it's a party. Congrats on your Bucks tonight, Alex. I'm a surrogate fan because Giannis has been on my fantasy team for 2 years. You're right about Bledsoe.
I was right about Bledsoe.
They don't have pictures, Sean.
They don't have pictures?
They have like one picture.
Well, even if they have pictures, let me tell you, it is not going to reflect any Kentucky Mexican restaurant and what they actually bring out on the plate. It ain't working like that.
I need to like, yeah, I would have to judge this.
But you see the menu.
Yeah, but that's not the point, though. They can call. Tacos can be tacos. That's fine. But it's about how they execute it.
Sure.
Bro, I went to Texas and I nearly passed out when I saw what they were calling Mexican food.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit here and pretend like
Texas. Yeah. Mexican enough for Denise Salcedo. I love
Hell no, bro. Hell no. I mean,
okay, if Texas isn't Mexican enough, no. I'm not going to try to take you first.
No, you got to come down here to California. This is where it's at. I mean, if you're not in Mexico, obviously.
J.K. Schwall says, need Bucks talk from Alex. I got to say, I was very impressed to see the final score and see that only one person on the team scored over 15 points.
Yeah.
That was very impressive.
Well, the thing is that Budenholzer likes to space out the minutes so much, so Pat Connaughton gets as much minutes as Giannis. And it's really going to hurt us come playoff time, but it's nice to save him for the first times. But, yeah, this was good because he had a really bad game. But Middleton was on fire. I love that guy.
The Warriors suck.
They're terrible.
They're terrible. They should shut it down again, and then next year again, so you can become a free agent and come to Milwaukee.
Drew Nicholas says, I had the public school system restaurant with the hard peanut butter and dotted jelly sandwiches and pizza, which I consumed happily on the daily. We had sort of that as well. We had some really foul shit. Like
the squared pizzas?
Yes, those are so bad. With the little tiny specks of pepperoni that they would put on them, they look terrible.
They were good.
There are some people that I know that go out of their way and they'll like find, well, there was like a discount store around here that started to get those in because people wanted to buy them because they remembered them from school. But, oh, they were so garbage. What was the best stuff that you all had on your school lunch menu?
Oh, the pizza.
Can't even remember. Chicken tenders weren't bad.
You had chicken tenders? I never got chicken tenders.
That was probably the best thing we had, and they still really suck.
We had chicken nuggets. Those are passable. I was a bad lunch from home kid. Like
yeah, I was mainly
that was better. Whatever it was, yes. Sitting in a bag in my backpack for 5 hours was better than anything fresh coming out of that cafeteria.
I think we had chicken fingers, maybe, or something related, which was 95% bread with like one little injection of whatever chicken paste they had, whatever crap they had there.
They didn't give us anything that even had the word chicken in it.
Really?
Yeah, no. Nothing.
The pizza was good enough for you, though, Denise.
Oh, yeah, the pizza was good. I actually liked it.
That stuff's made out of cardboard.
Yeah.
Cardboard
is delicious, then.
Oh, man. It was bad. I get the feeling we all had
You hate thing. Boxes, but you like cardboard?
Have you guys tried cauliflower pizza?
I saw you tweet about it, and I've been meaning to, but I haven't yet.
Okay, well, it doesn't taste like cardboard, Jeremy, but it's delicious.
Did you dip your pizza in ranch even back then?
I dip all my pizza in ranch, yes.
Okay.
I used to love ranch back in the day. And then one day I woke up and I was like, this tastes like what I think bleach would taste like.
No, ranch is good.
Alex, are you a ranch dipper with your pizza? Like, what's the plan? What's the deal?
Well, if on the days when I was forced to eat the cardboard pizza in the cafeteria, I would slather that shit in ranch.
Sure.
That was the way you can choke it down. But since I've reached adulthood, no, ranch does not touch my pizza. I don't even like ranch on like salads. Like, ranch is not a thing. Like, maybe blue cheese or ranch with like wings. But, like, I think the only time I actually have ranch is like when I'm dipping something a little hot into it. Maybe.
I don't even mess with wings. I like
to have salad with my ranch typically.
What do you mean you don't mess with wings?
I don't mess with wings. I'll eat like a chicken leg, a chicken breast, or chicken tender.
Are they too messy for you?
No, not juice isn't worth the squeeze on a wing for me. It's
too much effort to get
Too
much effort.
And I'm not mad at that opinion, honestly.
You gotta streamline that.
As far as ranch, I do actually eat Greek ranch, the Greek version of it. I like it a little bit more. It doesn't taste as bleachy, I guess, as regular ranch. So,
you guys are not living life to the fullest.
And I use sweet Vidalia sauce on salad.
Well, it's sweet Vidalia sauce. I've never heard of that.
Well, I guess you're just not living out there, Denise.
It's a Kentucky thing.
Yeah, I don't think it is.
All right, but I'm staying away from it.
Kentucky's got some good stuff. Like,
you got to go to Kentucky for sweet Vidalia sauce and Mexican food.
I thought Kentucky had the best beef jerky until I ran through your neck of the woods, Jeremy.
Yeah.
And I got that super, super thin jerky that now I buy every 2 months. I buy 2 pounds of it. It's really good stuff.
Beef jerky's disgusting.
What the hell's wrong?
Have you dipped it in ranch before?
No, it smells horribly.
So does ranch.
No, ranch smells fine.
My God, how have we increased viewers? Aaron Entertainment says going to college in downtown Toronto was the best. I bet it was. It's my favorite city on earth. I love that place. I miss it so, so bad. If Jimmy Van said, hey, listen, we got to relocate you right now to Toronto, I'd be like, shit, sign me up. I'd take my light jacket, freeze my ass off all
Sean,
year
long. You live in Kentucky. Any place would be better. Go to Canada.
Am I debating this? Why are you trashing Kentucky?
I like to trash Kentucky.
Why? What do you have against Kentucky? You're supposed to be nice to me.
Oh, that we're still doing that? My bad.
Yeah,
she's being nice to you. She's not being nice to Kentucky.
Yeah, fair. Fair. SRS is a Canadian citizen. I wish. Jimmy Van had like a saint working for him, and she had issues getting citizenship. So they would look at me and be like, get fucked, bro. They would tell me to hit the
Canada
bricks.
Would reject you.
They would for sure reject me. Oh, man. So, Alex, you look enthralled over there.
I know. It's been a long day, man. What can I say?
I would imagine so. How was it? Are those getting easier for you as the kiddo grows up?
No, they get harder. Like just last year, she didn't know what the hell's going on, and she's just, you know, she wasn't three yet, so she was like, "I'll tear all this paper off, and the paper is still the most important thing. I'll play with this. This is a fun noisemaker." But today it was like she was opening everything, not even for herself. She's opening, you know, my wife's gifts and my gifts because she loves doing that. And then she was like, "Oh, this isn't for me. I'll toss that aside and keep playing with this." And then she kept asking, "Is Santa coming tomorrow?" And I'm like, I can't do this for 364 days. Like I can't." Like she just kept asking. She's like, she wanted to put out more cookies and more milk because she thought if she did, it would make Santa come again.
Oh,
and this has just been very trying for me. Besides, I was up very late last night putting together a dollhouse, which is, you know, the dad thing to do. You got to put together the thing.
Can I have you as a dad, Alex? You sound great.
Well, thank you.
I'll take you.
So, I mean, like, so this, is this the first year that she's like fully aware?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. She was all into it from Halloween on. It was like Christmas. And when is Santa getting here? So that was fun for 2 months, but
you got to tell her that if she asks all the time, he's not going to come.
No, but the thing is that she's not at the point where she understands the consequences of her actions. That's the problem. Like I can't even threaten her with the naughty and the nice list because she doesn't have that concept yet. Next year, I'm hoping that like I'm going to send a wire to Santa and he's not coming unless you get in your pajamas and go to bed. Like, you know,
because wait, right now
she's going to be 4 in a month. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
My God, time flies. We have a super chat. Dustin Pallon says, yes, Sean, come to Canada. One of us. I wish. I'm hoping to come back in 2021. I miss it an awful lot. One more super chat will get us over a milestone, guys. Go ahead and send one as we wrap up. An hour and a half. We were done at 40 minutes, Jeremy. And you said, and I quote, wait. Are we going to talk basketball?
Yeah. Why wouldn't we talk basketball? I had to talk about Al Horford bounce passes. Come on now. Pawlowski came on our show, ready to all fired up on the Bucks, and I was like, let's talk about Al Horford, Alex.
True. You talked about how I'm going to be talked into getting him for like 4 second round draft picks for the playoff run. And it's going to be a disaster.
Denise, why are they taking down the Taylor Swift banner?
Don't get me started on that. I already went on a rant. You don't even know all the little fantasies I had, by the way, like of what I wanted to do to get revenge on these people.
Hannah M says, this was Reed's first aware Christmas too, and now his birthday's New Year's Eve. And I get a year of never ending when he gets more presents.
Oh, that's tough.
I always feel bad for people who had their birthday right around Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Happy birthday to distraction legend Robert O'Neill.
Oh, it's Bob O'Neill's?
Yeah, it's his birthday today. Yeah.
Well, also happy birthday to Reed in a few days, too.
Yeah.
Rob Wilkins says, I miss college. Keg stands, parties, playing Halo, more keg stands. What? Waking up behind a dumpster might shock you, but I didn't finish college. I didn't either. I got this job, and I was like, you know what? I'm not going to get that degree. I'm just going to...
Wow.
Stop taking classes.
Shame, and, shame, shame.
Worked out pretty well for me, Denise.
I'm not proud, Sean. I'm not proud. Huh?
Did you finish college?
Of course. I finished college at 21. I did 4 years. I was like a 19 units person per semester. Oh, cool.
Did you run 6 miles a day too?
No, but I worked hard and I had a job while I was going to college full time.
Why are you so offended about it? I asked you if you finished college. I didn't doubt that you did.
That was an offensive question, Sean.
Yes.
Did you finish college?
Yeah. Yes, it is offensive.
The tone of your voice was very offensive.
You were like, oh, just... you're so dumb, you couldn't possibly finish college.
I did not.
Hell yeah. I was the second woman in my family to get a college degree, all right? First was my mother, and then it was me. Oh, very proud of that.
Speaking of, I just want to verify these claims with your mom is all. I need her Snapchat so I can ask her personally, did this happen? Did this happen?
Did what happen? I'll send you a picture of my diploma.
Not you.
My degree. Anna
said Sean told me to drop out of grad school because I missed one point on an assignment.
You. That's right. Terrible.
I did. Oh, man. Maybe I'll go back. I'll get like a degree from.
You won't.
From University of Phoenix or SMHU or something.
You go to
like
Full Sail. They teach you how to do this a lot.
Yeah, I could go to Full Sail. Oh, man. I want to go to one of those online schools where you like major in weed chopping, dope cutting, stuff like that. That's what
that's
I
my
need.
College right there.
Yeah. Guys, please leave a thumbs
charge
up.
You. I'll charge you a lot of money to come here and teach you how to do that shit, Sean. I'll get you in debt to me and teach you how to do that.
Well, guys, I hope you all enjoyed this. It was an experience, that's for sure. Please leave a thumbs up, subscribe. Alex dropped two special editions of a Christmas show this week on Select. Tell them a little bit about it.
It was supposed to be one, but then I forgot to do like the top thing. I was making fun of classic Christmas songs and bad lyrics within them that make it very confusing. And then I forgot to do 12 Days of Christmas. So I put that one out as a bonus to the bonus because I love bonuses.
We spoke about this a few years ago. I honest to God had carolers come to my door this week. My wife came up and she said, "Hey, there are carolers at our door." And I said, "Now?" I don't know if it was like a warning. Like, they're up the road, they'll be here. But when they say, "Bring me some figgy pudding," I don't know anybody that's ever had that on hand.
No.
Wait, people actually went to your house and sang at your doorstep?
I have video of it, yes.
That is so freaking weird.
Yeah, and they wanted figgy pudding, Denise. There's no figgy pudding to be had.
I think next year, in just such an occasion, I think you should have on hand in your pantry a box of Fig Newtons and a little thing of like have like handy snacks, vanilla pudding, put them in a bowl, mash them together, throw it at them and say, "Fine, here it is, leave."
Well, as to not be discriminatory, I'm going to have that figgy pudding both in cartons and in a bag.
True.
Denise, tell the people where they can check your stuff out.
Definitely do not come to my house Christmas caroling. Like, I would like just shut the door and like yell. I'm that person that yells at the people that come to my door.
I do have Denise's address now.
Oh, crap. Damn. Don't be those people that come to my door. Twitter and Instagram at _DeniseSalcedo. Hey, I'm 600 followers away from 13K and I have like 7 days to go and it's not gonna happen. So if you feel bad for me, come follow me.
Follow her on Twitter. I still have a screenshot of you on Quizlemania saying, "Follow me. I am desperate for followers."
Yeah, it's pretty sad.
Jeremy, that's a bad goal. I'm gonna buy Jeremy some time as he can continue this bit that definitely
kills.
Well, you past its expiration or anything.
I'm not writing it. I still have the paper from.
Oh, thank you.
Denise is my favorite. Denise Salcedo. Yeah.
Please follow me. Yeah. That's follow all I've Denise. Got in life to root for.
Guys, thank you all so much.
I don't get to plug my shit.
I just asked you to. What are you talking about?
And you plugged me instead.
You used that time to plug Denise instead.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here running the offense every day. That's where I'm at. Fightful.com, running the offense. That's where you can find me.
We gave you guys a full hour on Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Until next time, guys, we're out.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.